From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Greenville Pioneer reported that on September 17th, the Greene County Legislature's Finance Committee voted 7-2 to borrow $39 million in serial bonds to pay for building a new Greene County jail in Cooksonia. Legislators Larry Gardner, William Lawrence, Charles Martinez, Thomas Hobart, Harry Lennon, Lyndon Overbaugh, and Kevin Lewis voted for what will most likely lead to a tax increase on the most expensive project in Greene County history. Legislators Kevin Lennon and Adrian O'Connor Jr. voted no. While representatives have been considering a much cheaper proposal to share a facility with Columbia County, the full legislature is scheduled to vote September 19th on the measure. Legislator Larry Gardner added an amendment to the Finance Committee vote limiting the new jail to no more than 80 beds. The vote on the jail is scheduled for a meeting September 19th at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth floor of the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. WGXC should have live web stream of the vote at WGXC.org. Click on Listen Now and scroll down to find the web stream. WGXC also has a recording of the Finance Committee meeting, which you can hear on the WGXC Newsroom blog at WGXC.org. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors agreed at its monthly meeting the county will sell three empty lots it owns in the city of Hudson. The parcels on Strawberry Alley were thought to have been part of a property swap in 2004, but in fact are still owned by the county. The vacant land will be offered through a sealed bid process for a minimum of $3,000 each. The size of the three parcels combined is more than one-third of an acre. The land was intended to be part of a 2004 exchange between the city and the county of a parking lot and the former Charles Williams School building at 69-71 North 3rd Street for land in the 300 block of Columbia Street for the construction of what is now the County Human Services Building. At the time, Gerald Simmons was the chairman of the County Board of Supervisors, and Hudson 5th Ward Supervisor Rick Scalera was mayor of Hudson. Somehow, the transaction got lost in the shuffle in 2004, and the land was not deeded over to the city. Mayor Rick Rector is investigating what happened 14 years ago. Rector said, and I quote, "I have solicited our city attorney to look into it. No one alerted me that the property was not deeded to us," end quote. Scalera said the city had no plans for the three parcels at the time of the exchange. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dan Friedman is reporting for the Times Union. A massive bipartisan opioid bill working its way through Congress includes a measure on Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage written by U.S. Representative John Faso. Faso's bill, the Medicaid Opioid Safety Education Act of 2018, would require the Department of Health and Human Services to include warnings about opioids and alternative options for pain relief in the online introduction to Medicare that seniors view when signing up. Faso said his proposal is intended to help seniors to understand the threat they face when doctors prescribe opioids for pain relief. Faso said he was, and I quote, shocked, end quote, to hear that 30% of prescriptions written under Medicare Part D were for opioids. He said, and I quote, "That's a big number. The potential for abuse is not just among the young and middle-aged, but the elderly as well," end quote. The Opioid Crisis Response Act passed the Senate September 17th on a vote of 99-1. The measure must be voted on again by the House before it is signed into law. Faso said that vote could come next week. The drug addiction crisis took 72,000 lives nationwide in 2017, 12% more than in 2016. Opioid addiction takes the lives of 150 people a day, according to one estimate. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, New York ranks 22nd nationwide in opioid overdose deaths, with a rate of 15.1 per 100,000 population. Read the full story in the Times Union. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray. Michael Sussman, the Orange County civil rights attorney running for attorney general on the Green Party line, suggested last week a series of debates be held amongst the candidates in that race so voters, and I quote, "know of our records, our accomplishments, our flaws," end quote. Sussman touted his background as, and I quote, the only litigator in the race, end quote, and his four decades of legal experience, including successful court fights against segregation in Yonkers schools and the attempted privatization of Orange County's public nursing home. He said he is limiting campaign contributions to no more than $180 per donor and has ties to either major party or the, and I quote, pay-to-play culture that permeates this state, end quote. New York City Public Advocate Latia James won a four-way primary September 13th to become the Democratic nominee for Attorney General. The Republican candidate is Keith Wolford, a partner in a Manhattan law firm. Three additional candidates are running on third-party lines: Kenneth Schaefer, the Working Families Party, Vincent Messina Jr., Independence Party, and Nancy Sliwa of the Reform Party. Read the full story at The Fray. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org.